Welcome to this week's message from A New Church. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our website, newchurch.nz. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy this message.
Today's message I have titled, Not Enough Syndrome. So the meaning of the word enough is as much as is necessary in the amount or to the degree needed. So for example, are you tall enough to change a light bulb? Is there enough food for everyone at this party? So if you have, if a person has not enough syndrome, in short, that means that they believe they do not have as much as is necessary in the degree needed of something. And I strongly believe that most humans have, will, or do experience this syndrome at some point throughout their lives. I know for me personally, not enough syndrome is something that I've definitely struggled with on and off. With God's help, these are things which I've struggled with fewer and far between. But definitely not completely immune from it. My particular symptoms were, and at times still are, things such as I'm not patient enough, I'm not a good enough mum, my house isn't clean enough, I'm not fit enough, I'm not gracious enough. And often it was just, I'm not enough. So for other people, their symptoms may be expressed as, I don't earn enough money, I'm not funny enough, my house isn't flash enough, I'm not organized enough, I'm not confident enough, I'm not fill in the blank enough. And I believe that the number one cause of not enough syndrome is because as Christians, we so easily get caught up in measuring our enoughs by our culture's standards and not by God's standards. I'm going to say that one again. I believe that the number one cause of not enough syndrome is because as Christians, we so often get swept up into measuring our enoughs by our culture's standards and not by God's standards. So, what does the Bible say about not enough syndrome? Number one, you're not enough. Oops. Unfortunately, the hard truth is that none of us on our own will ever be enough. If we were, then ultimately we wouldn't need God. He created us to trust in him for everything. Isaiah 64:6 says, "We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags." Without Jesus, we cannot do anything of value. So for us to wholeheartedly trust God to be enough in the areas where we fall short, we must first accept that we are nothing without God. Once we do that, then like that massive burden is lifted and we realize that we don't actually have to try to be perfect, always trying to measure up to the invisible ruler that our culture tries to put on us. God is perfect so that we don't have to be. Has anyone ever heard the saying, give me a wave, do your best and trust God with the rest? Yep, few hands. That's because it's a great truth, guys, and whoever knew that, whoever made up that saying clearly had not enough syndrome. So God is enough for us, so we don't have to be enough for ourselves or anyone else around us. What does God say about not enough syndrome? It's number one, you're not enough. Number two, God uses both our achievements and disappointments. We can so easily, and I do this often, only focus on our failures and disappointments as the major negatives, but forget that God actually uses those too. Praise the Lord. Many great Bible heroes clearly had not enough syndrome by our culture's standards. In Exodus, we read the story about Moses and how God wanted him to deliver his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Yet in chapter 4, verse 10, Moses protested strongly that he was not a good enough speaker. Yet Moses went on to lead the Jews out of 400 years of slavery to God's promised land. And on the way, he meets God face to face, gets the Ten Commandments. Amazing. King David, who is a huge prominent figure in the Old Testament. He was a shepherd boy that slayed the giant, became a great warrior, and yet was not faithful enough. In 2 Samuel 11, we read that he committed adultery with Bathsheba and whoops, got her pregnant. Despite his failings, David was actually known as one of Israel's greatest kings and a man after God's own heart. Peter, who also had not enough syndrome by our culture standards, was the first disciple to be called by Jesus. He was one of the first leaders of the early church. Yet in Matthew 26, we can read that he was not a faithful enough friend. He actually denied that he even knew Jesus on 3 separate times. Yet Peter, amazing, became one of the boldest apostles and was the first one to preach on the day of Pentecost, after the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Acts 2:41 tells us that about 3,000 people were baptized, believed and added to the church that day, which is amazing. And lastly, Gideon, who in Judges 6, he's actually chosen by God to defeat the Midianites, but he was not a confident enough soldier and his courage failed him. Yet when he finally trusted God, Gideon's army defeated 135,000 Midianites with only 300 men. So, despite some pretty major shortcomings, God still chose to use these ordinary people to become Bible heroes and do amazing things, to teach others about himself, to show his mercy and his grace. And you know what? He wants to do the same with us, despite whether we think we are good enough or not. I know for me, many times, God has used me to encourage friends and family in the exact area that I have felt like a failure in, and I'm sure that he has done the same with you, because you're able to be compassionate, to actually understand and have empathy, and I've been able to, in those times, say to my friends or whoever it is, you know what, I've been there, I've done that, but you know what, God helped me get through it, God is faithful, and he will help you through it too. So what else does the Bible say about not enough syndrome? Number one, you're not enough. Number two, God uses both our achievements and disappointments. Number three, God uses both our strengths and our weaknesses for his glory. When we're being pulled into the not enoughs and measuring ourselves against our culture's standards, we're forgetting one pretty important fact, and that is this, that God didn't create us all the same. Psalm 139:14a says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, true, God loves us all the same, but he gave us all different gifts and abilities for a reason. Some people are gifted in music. That is why I'm friends with Rachel Vanderhaus, because clearly I am not. For some, it's being caring and compassionate, like my friend Sue Adams here. Maybe super organized or creative. Others, God made you extra patient. Thank you, Gary Mawson, for helping with Kids Church technology all the time. Trustworthy, patient, or maybe like Dave Harris, just great with numbers. The list goes on, but we don't have to be all these things to everybody all the time. If we were perfect, then once again, why would we need the Holy Spirit to help us? This is an area I have definitely battled with, and at times I still do, trying to do things in my own strength and forgetting that God wants to do it with me, and he wants to do it with you too. But you know what? We just have to come to him, humble ourselves, and ask him for help, for guidance, for patience, wisdom, whatever it is that you need right now in your season, God is so ready to give it. And we just need to allow him to take care of the not enough areas. When we can practice letting that truth reign in our hearts instead of always just beating ourselves up, we can then focus on our strengths and what God has gifted us in. We as the body of Christ have all an important part to play. God made us all to think, feel, and act differently. So, Renew Church, let us be a family that is real in our strengths and real in our weaknesses too, allowing God to show others his faithfulness in our lives so that ultimately he may be glorified. What does the Bible say about not enough syndrome? Number one, you're not enough. Number two, God uses both our achievements and disappointments. Number three, God uses both our strengths and weaknesses for his glory. And lastly, number four, the devil is a liar. John 8:44b says that when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So, the next time you are feeling like you are not enough, you must recognize and remind yourself that you do not have to believe his lies. Words are powerful, and we must be careful about lies and saying them over ourselves, because we know that the tongue has the power to bring both life and death. Instead, remind yourself that God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and when the devil starts to throw some of those not enough lies at you, because he will, just remember and remind yourself of what God's word says about you. I don't know about you, but I love to write verses out and stick them around my kitchen and my bedroom. Obviously, it's great to remember verses, but we can't remember them all. And I love to read them out loud because I know they're powerful. And if you can get some of these scriptures into your memory verse bank, I encourage you to do that. Stick them up at work, put them in your office, or wherever it is that you spend a lot of time looking and being able to read them. When we proclaim God's truth out loud, the enemy shudders. So I'm just going to read some verses, scriptures about who God says you are. And if you guys want to jot these down for later, the references, maybe look over them, write some of them out. I just encourage you to do that, so that we have some awesome scriptures for when those lies are being thrown at us. And I'm going to paraphrase the verses for time's sake. So God says you are created in his image, Genesis 1:27, precious and loved, Isaiah 43:4, fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139:14, you are the head and not the tail, Deuteronomy 28:13. Forgiven, 1 John 1:9. You are loved, John 3:16. You are chosen, 1 Peter 2:9. You are treasured, Deuteronomy 7:6. You are his, 1 John 3:1. Known and remembered, Isaiah 49:16. You are rejoiced over, Zephaniah 3:17. And lastly, you are purposed, Jeremiah 29:11. As I finish up today, I just want to say, if you're wrestling with this not enough syndrome, whatever that may personally sound like or look like in your life, God, I know God wants to remind some of you today that you do not have to live under the lie that our culture and the pressure of our culture tries to put on us to be pretty enough, rich enough, strong enough, smart enough, because you don't have to be enough. Jesus is the only cure for not enough syndrome. He is the one who will never fail us. He wants me and he wants you to trust him fully in those areas you feel weak in or like a failure. If you only remember one thing from my message today, may it be this, Renew Church, that because of Christ's great love for us, for me and for you, you are more than enough.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope it was an encouragement to you. To contact us or to find out what's happening at our church, please check out our website, renewchurch.nz.